Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. All right, Jake's got a couple of questions ready for me, fresh off the hotline. Your questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, or otherwise, as I sit here and fight with the mic. I think the mic's winning. Gosh dang it. All right, what's the number again? We'll see if we can get any last-minute questions, and I'll give some thoughts, responses, reactions to Matt Rhule's press conference today.
402-464-5685. You can send in those questions or comments on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers text line.
All right, what questions you got there for me initially? At least, what's the first one you got?
Let's go to William Durazo. I'll throw a question in, but he makes a good point here. It says, offense stinks once we're in the opposing 35. Our running game stinks. But what is Nebraska's red zone offense is one of the worst in the country. What is holding them back?
So the red zone is tough to score in. You probably heard this before, but if you haven't, it's condensed. You don't have the whole field to work with. You know, if you're at the 10-yard line, you've got 20 yards to work with the 10-yard end zone plus 10 yards. Versus if you're at midfield, you got 60 yards to work with. You got 50 yards plus the 10-yard end zone. So everything's a lot more condensed. The passing games becomes a lot tougher, and you have to rely more on the run game. We're not great at the run game. We don't rely on our quarterback to help out. So you end up having to pass a lot more. And the thing that we like to do in passing is the screenplays. Well, if you've been doing screenplays up and down the field, they can be very effective in this area because they're great for a condensed type area. But if you've been doing it the entire drive, teams are kind of ready for it. So it's hard to run if you're not great at running. The quarterback doesn't tend on a consistent basis to use his feet as a weapon, which sometimes can be a gigantic weapon. If you watch Oregon and Dylan Gabriel last weekend, he's not known for running, but he ran well, had a couple of rushing touchdowns, even ran a guy over at one point. I thought that was pretty impressive. But for me, then you go to the passing game. Well, it's hard to pass in general. Then all of a sudden, the passes that tend to work best in this area are short little screenplays. Well, you ran a million of them, so the defense is ready. We're not great at perimeter blocking. So it creates all sorts of issues, and it starts with the fact that we can't run the ball consistently. If you can run the ball consistently, you're going to be much better in goal line, short yardage, and red zone. If you can't, it immediately becomes much tougher to do anything else, especially in a condensed area like the red zone. All right. Do we got a couple more things here? Should I go to the press conference reaction, or we got another question or two?
I think probably go to the press conference here. Continue to send those in, and we'll try to get one before the end of the show.
All right. So we should mention the Big Ten issued a statement regarding the inaccurate spot of the ball on Emmett Johnson's run. Inaccurate spot. Wow, that is the understatement of the frickin' millennium. All right. And I quote, during Nebraska's final drive of the first half on second down with 2 yards to gain on the Ohio State 39-yard line, the ball was incorrectly spotted. You don't say. After a run by Cornhusker running back Emmett Johnson, the ball carrier crossed the 37-yard line, and a first down should have been awarded to Nebraska. Replay should have stopped the game to review the spot since it involved the line to gain. So you mean when you're 2 yards past the first down marker, yet after they've spotted the ball, you're still somehow short? That should have been addressed. Oh, man, what a concept. So here's the deal. All right, Rhule said he commends the Big Ten for putting out a statement, admitting it got the spot wrong. That's really all I want. It's not all he wants. All he wants is for the call to be right. It's just all he knows. It's all he's going to get. You're not going to get anything else. He can't go back in time. They're not. It's all he wants because it's all he's going to get. But at least he got that, I guess. Maybe you feel vindicated, but you don't feel better, in my opinion. All right. Rule has picked up two unsportsmanlike conduct penalties this season. The next day, he said he was told neither should have been. That's interesting. So twice he's gotten a misconduct penalty, and neither one should have been, he was told the next day, an actual misconduct penalty. Here's the deal. You know, because after he got the first one, I forget which game it was. It might have been Purdue, if you remember, Jake, hop in. But he basically said somebody's got to fight for Nebraska. And I love that. I don't see him throwing things. I don't see him throwing a tantrum. Obviously, fans are throwing things on the field. I'm not talking about that. Like, he looks to me like he's truly just fighting for his team, his players, and as he put it, Nebraska. And, you know, if you're Coach Rule and you're like, neither one of them should have been, that's what he gets told the next day, misconduct penalties. I don't know. I don't even know if you feel, I don't know if you feel vindicated. I don't know if you feel better about that. I guess you just keep fighting for Nebraska and, you know, getting a win versus UCLA would sure help a lot as well. But I feel like we have a man who understands Nebraska, constantly tries to learn more about what this state, what this program's about. Obviously, he's leading it, but there's been guys in charge in the past who weren't as interested in such things. And I feel like he truly is fighting for Nebraska. All right, asked about the screen game. Matt Rule says you got to block that front. Without throwing a couple, I got to read that again. You go block that front without throwing a couple screens. All right, when defenses bring zero blitzes, many offenses throw screens, Rule says. This is absolutely correct. Screen game isn't good enough. All right. So like I said, one of the main reasons you throw screens is to counter blitzes. That's what I said in the first segment. There's other reasons as well. You want to get somebody some confidence into the flow of the game, whether it's the quarterback, the receiver, and or you just don't trust the longer passing game of your offense for some reason, which is why you would throw so many screens. The reason you initially throw screens is to counter blitzes. All right, it's like in basketball. If you're getting pressed, you run a press breaker. If you're not getting pressed, you look like a fool running a press breaker against nobody, and now you've shown everybody what you're going to do. Apples to oranges, I know that example's not perfect, but it's all still fruit. My point is simply this. Okay, I understand why we're doing it to a degree. I don't understand why we're doing it so much when we're not good at perimeter blocking. Somebody's got to help me out with that. I'm curious to see what we do versus UCLA on Saturday, what adjustments are made, what adjustments are not made. I felt like we made a concerted effort and we ran the ball a little bit more on Saturday. Now what gets better or doesn't get better when it comes to the passing game and or amount of screens that are called? Nebraska coach Matt Rule says, watching tape of NU's defense versus Ohio State, that's the best some defenders have looked in their career. I won't argue with that. I mean, that defense played lights out. The defensive line has been a bit up and down this year, if I'm being honest with you. I mean, I watched the Northern Iowa game, and I was like, we should look better than this. Didn't look bad, but considering the competition, which is a decent FCS team, we should look better than this. And you watch some other games, and you're like, we should look better than this. But there are some games where we've looked absolutely like we should. And even against Ohio State, I don't know how you should look against Ohio State, because they're, you know, pretty good too, but that is the best some of those guys have played, and I would start with some of the defensive linemen up front. Shout out to those boys as well.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
All right, Matt Rule was asked whether Indiana or Ohio State was better based on playing them in back-to-back weeks. What do you think he said, Jake?
Say that again. Sorry, I didn't
all right.
Compute in my head.
So first of all, he smiled before he answered.
Okay.
All right. But Matt Rhule was asked whether Indiana or Ohio State was better after having played both teams in back-to-back weeks. What do you think he said? Keep in mind, it's Matt Rhule.
Yeah, I mean, he probably had some good coach speak answer.
And I quote, "You can't get me to answer that," end quote. That's the perfect answer. I mean, here's what I will say. Ohio State has more talent. Okay, I don't think many people can argue with that. But had they played Saturday, did you watch Indiana and Washington? Mm. Indiana won by 2 touchdowns.
Still haven't trailed all season.
Well, I'm not going to say that they boat raced Washington, but they were clearly the better team from the get-go. I don't even think it was a two-score game. I think the margin probably could have been wider than that. Had they played Saturday, yes, Indiana's better than us. It's hard to argue that right now. I think Indiana would have won if had they played Ohio State Saturday. Now, they do play at some point this year, don't they, Jake?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When is that game? Because I am immensely looking forward to that game.
Yeah, I'll just pull it up for.
We'll use it as a they're obviously going to use it as a measuring stick of sorts as well. All right, let's see what else we can take away from the Matt Rhule press conference. He said he's learning the league can be tough, can be a tough transition. And UCLA is going through that now, obviously talking about our next opponent. All right, Thomas Fedoni went to Rhule and offensive coordinator Marcus Satterfield a few weeks ago about wanting to catch the ball more, has put together a couple of good games since then. All right, Jalen Lloyd, Coach Rhule said, is an, and I quote, excellent receiver, end quote. Should see him continue to emerge with more opportunities. Now, here's my big thing going forward after today. And here's what he said. Need to have the same mindset against UCLA as Ohio State. I said earlier in the show, I'm not going to sit here a week from now if we haven't scored at least one more point than UCLA and say, hey, we played really, really well. Hope is back, et cetera, et cetera. Ohio State, going into that game, a lot of people had lost a certain amount of hope. Hope is back. Respect was earned at least to a degree on Saturday versus Ohio State. Going forward, starting especially with UCLA, it's about winning. It is about winning. And I mentioned this on my show last night. Could you imagine if we went 0-4? Oh, my. Could you imagine if we went 4-0? 5-7 to 9-3 there, ladies and gentlemen. I believe it's going to be somewhere in the middle. Do we go 1-3, 3-1, 2-2? 2-2 is 7-5. 3-1 is 8-4, which is what I said, and I'm stuck with that pick now. 1-3 is 6-6. Let me ask you this. If we are 6-6, which means we go 1-3 down the stretch, which means we went 1-5 to end the year, okay, but we're in a bowl game. I guess it depends on who the win is. Maybe if it's Iowa, maybe people feel better. It's the last game. It's our big kind of so-called rival, so to speak. But if we're 6-6, how do you think Husker fans feel? Because I'm talking going forward, especially with UCLA. It is about winning games. We don't have to win every single one of them, but we need to beat UCLA. And then I can't wait to see what happens the last three games. But what do you think if we end up 6-6, Jake?
Well, I think just because of the way, like you said, it would have ended, that you don't have a lot of momentum moving into the next season.
Can you repeat that? I feel like I got lost for a second like you. Could you repeat that for me, my friend?
Well, just because, like you said, how would it end if they finished 6-6? You know, if this weekend they win 6 and then you lose their last 3.
I got you.
You know, you wouldn't have a whole lot of momentum going into that. And then I would think, you know, who knows what a bowl game is going to look like? We all want a bowl for the last 10 years, but once you get there, who's going to play? Who doesn't want to, you know, all that. But I don't know. Like, if you had asked me last week, if they go 6-6 this year, get to a bowl, I'd say, okay, well, at least they fought through that 56-7 loss. Now I'm kind of back. Okay. Well, now they need to do more than that.
I will say this. UCLA is not going to roll over. They're not going to be easy. They're coming off a freaking bye. Everybody we play for a month straight comes off a bye. At least two of those four games we come off byes as well, USC and Indiana. But we need to start by beating UCLA. Then we're 6-3. Then the question is, do we go 7-5, 8-4? 9-3, I guess, would still be on the table. I'm not going to sit here and talk about that a ton. But we got to start by beating UCLA. And I got some strong thoughts on anybody who potentially opts out of a bowl game for Nebraska this year. I'm not going to get into that now because we're not even bowl eligible. But when we get there, because by God, we better. I got some strong thoughts if anybody opts out of the bowl game, and somebody probably will, because that's just the way it is. You got one more question for me, the people segment?
Well, there's just a question from Bill and Bennett. Why is our perimeter blocking so damn bad?
So, okay, it doesn't matter if it's when I started coaching tackle football in fourth grade. It doesn't matter when I just took our team. I didn't take us, but our team went down to nationals as eighth graders right before they all went to high school. This in Florida this past year, we're playing teams from all over the country. It doesn't matter if you're in high school, college, the NFL. Obviously, the bigger, stronger you are, there's a certain amount of technique to it. Blocking comes down to want to. It comes down to you want to. Some of the worst football players I've ever seen, with all due respect, are some of the best blockers because they wanted to find a way to get on the field, and that was their way. Blocking, in large part, is want to. Do you want to block? Do you want to stick your head in there? Do you want to go through the whistle? Are you willing to go against someone who's bigger than you? Are you willing to destroy, as you should, someone who's much smaller than you? Blocking is want to. When you have two small tight ends at wide receiver, which is what Banks and Nayor are, they're both listed exactly 6'4", 220. Always take listings with a grain of salt. But that's what they're listed as. There's no excuse not to block. No freaking excuse not to block. I'll just share a story right now. There's a 170-pound freshman at a local high school right now, and he's playing up on varsity because he has a nasty streak a mile wide, and he will hit anybody, anytime, anywhere. That includes kids who outweigh him by over 100 pounds. Out of respect, I'll keep his name out of it, but it's a very real story. He's one of the best blockers because he wants to. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. The locker room's right after this, but I will see you fine folks tomorrow. Until then, go Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the bow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.